remember Dandat Pranam, obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam, Shishida Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Swamina. And sat in the lotus feet of my Shikha Guru, Shishida Bhakti Vedanta Swamina. Yesterday in class, we explained that if the seed of bhakti has come, the last fraction of bhakti has come, then you will think that my life is successful by serving Krishna. And we explain for what is that search. And we also explain further that how we can achieve this transcendental sadhya. If you are chanting, remembering, having first and second initiation from your Gurudev, one of her Gurudev, then you will have to know that he is my Laukik Bandhu, like, but not Laukik, like transcendental Bandhu. But it seems like that. And Sarve Visham Vaino Guru Seva. Just observing. Don't have doubt. Remove all doubts before accepting me like that. And after you have accepted, especially by any realized soul that he guided you, then accept him and have no doubt. If you have doubt, or that sadhna also will be gone. So if that sadhna has come anyhow, then nourishment is necessary. And that nourishment is sadhu sangha. But how, what type of that sadhu sangha, we also explain. So gradually, by chanting and remembering in the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, your sadhana may come to the stage of naishiki bhakti. But before that, your bhakti is not pure bhakti. Semblance of bhakti or aparad bhakti. But if you are sincere and serving your Guru, like Krishna has told, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, like Srimad Bhagavat has told, just to try to know that he is Asraya Krishna. And go on. Developing your bhakti in his guidance. Then gradually your anath will go. But you have not taken initiation from any high class of superior Vaishnava, and you are not taking shelter of Bhagavat and Bhagavat. No.
Grantha
Bhagavat and
Bhakta Bhagavat.
That then your anath can go. So try to remove your anath. And we have discussed also all these things from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything. You should try to remember all these things. Then it may be your bhakti will be naishiki. But even you have taken first-second initiations. Oh, there may be so many anaths, unwanted nuts. And at that time, your puppy is online sticky. Means? At that time, so many problems may come. But don't give up association. Otherwise, you will leave everything. So what is that? A stage of honesty, unsteadiness, bhakti. Oh, you can speak him. What type, what kinds of they are? Utsamai, Khantarla, Tarangarangini, Vyulbhukalpa, Vishaya Tarangani. Anyhow, Namabhasi man. Or even Namapara, but continue the guidance of Vaishnava. Namapara, and you should know what are Namapara. And then, when Namapara then continuous it may be that, oh, Namapas may come. And it is very good symptom. First, oh, always Namapara. And after that, oh, as much as your anas are going on, it may be that time to time, very rare, Namabhas may come. More advanced than, oh, more Namabhas. All kinds of bad things will go away. Now no chance of Namapara, Vaishnavapara, Guru Avagyapara and others. And then gradually it may be that sometimes rare pure nam may come. But as much as you have worldly things, worldly desires, honor, pure nam will have. If pure nam comes, the symptom is that you will always be happy. Some realization will come. And this stage is the offerati. Before that, whether this anarth has done, and what he told, six stages of anishita bhakti has done, yet so many are there. Then what are they? They are loyal. Vikshe, Akti Patti, Kasaya, Rasaswara, Aranya Maharaj Vilesh. You should come here. What he explained in the last, even some other, not pure Nishtha has come. Two things are there. You have done some in past your life, in past life. You have done some good things and some bad things. So the result may come. So it may come and you can be, you can have to face the problems of past bad activities. But there are four. But even if you have done okay before your past life's impression, it may be that very easily you can attain so much wealth, reputation, and also so much position, sweet voice, good kirtan, and all will appreciate you. And especially, oh, beautiful ladies will be very much charmed. And they will come and want to serve you. They will want to serve you. And then what will be? Oh, you may be. Your nation will be gone. Sadhak should be.
Yeah.
It is each other. For ladies too, forbid. I have explained only men, but it is for also. We should be always careful these topics. We should always try to keep Guru, Gauranga and Krishna in our heart. Not anything. We should not be one for others. Worldly things. Otherwise, fear, certainly it is bound to come. So always try to keep Radha, Krishna, Guru, Gauranga and others. Guru. And be always in association and sincerely for. You should not be bothered for others. So, then Nishtha may come. Otherwise not. Nishtha or the devotee in the stage of Nishtha, very rare. I want that you should all be in that rare devotees. Oh. Whether Grihastha or the object should be to please Guru and Gauranga and Krishna. Then you can have Nishtha Bhakti. And then this Nishtha Bhakti is also Nishtha. Then Ruchi may come. Thick, very thick Nishtha is called? Not anything. In some advanced stage, this Nishtha, it transferred into the Ruchi. The difference between Ruchi and Nishtha is that by mind, with some endeavor, intelligence, Nishtha may come. If Nishtha is there, even anything which is not, we have a taste for that. Oh, I have to do. If any medicine is so bitter, but it is good for him. Especially, you know, neem. Neem. Very bitter. But for health? So many things are. So Nishtha, that is stage. And when Ruchi will come, no effort, no intelligence. Automatically, whether you want or not, Krishna, Hari Katha, and all, in all it will be Ruchi. This Ruchi is also of two kinds, Maharaj, Padmanam, Maharaj, etc. You know, other
sutta.
Huh? Oh, so you, achha, after that. So you can do. And prepare for more further. If Ruchi is perfect, fully come, it has come. Then, there are something, there are some symptoms of Ruchi. Then you can judge that Ruchi has come. Otherwise not. And what is that? Oh. Utsaha, Nishya, Dharya, Tattakam, Pravartya, Sangatya, Satovrati, Sarvi, Bhakti, Prashitya. This is useful. Explain.
Om Gyanam Timurandasya Gyanam Janasala.
You have heard about Dhruva. And very soon, in 6 months, he took darshan of his deity, Narayan. But his bhakti was not pure. No ruchi. No nishtha at all. Nothing was there. For his nishtha in wealth and kingdom. So merely it was like it. Bhakti, not bhakti, pure bhakti, but bhakti. Oh, Kalavishra. It cannot give you of Golok Vrindavan and love and affection, even prem or anything. Even not Rati, not Ruchi. So he had no Ruchi for that. It may be that after that, Narad may have come here to him, his Gurudev, and he has instructed, oh, this is Bhava's things. Now you should chant and remember Krishna. And thus he may have Ruchi. Otherwise, his bhakti is not pure. So, we should think that this is not pure. You have heard about Bharat Maharaj. He had Ashakti even more advanced than Ruchi. And that is why when Ashakti came in, chanting, remembering, meditating, then he left his house. If you will follow pure bhakti, and Ruchi will come, or Ashakti may come, then, oh, you will have no taste for worldly things. Raghunath Das Goswami, his wife was mischievous. He was too wealthy, very beautiful, young, energetic. His father, two fathers, right? They loved him so much. And he was the heir of successor of that kingdom. But what came? Very soon, he was detached from all this. He was hearing, meditating, chanting, hearing Hari Katha. Then, two things are bound to come. Vasudeva Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga Prayogita, Janyat Asu, Vairagyam, Jnanam Cha, I have to come. Easily, all kinds of knowledge come to him. All kinds of, that is Jnana. And what is Vairagya? Oh, so much attachment to Krishna that all detachment will go away. So if two things are not coming and you are chanting, remember, for years and years, oh, you should think that your bhakti is not going. Even a slight lust is not going, worldly desires are not going, and you want to, like Raman, or 100, or how many wives? So many. And so many children, how many? 1 lakh of sons and
100,000.
And so many wives and wives. Even he wanted Sita. And Sita came at his death and he was murdered with his whole family. There was none to give him water. So you should think. Why not a detachment is coming? Why no special attachment for Krishna is coming? If attachment will come, oh, like Mahaprabhu left at once. His mother was old, no source of income, newly married, he is Vishnu Priya, so qualified, always in suffering mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, like all, very cruel. He left. I think so many of you have left this thing. So it must come. Otherwise, if detachment is not coming and all kinds of knowledge are not coming and pure bhakti is not coming, though your guru is bona fide, but you are kulanga. Kulanga, you know? Anga,
Ukkad, man. Like a black spot.
Like a black
family.
In a family, like a fire.
Black sheep.
You will burn all your coal. Like Ravan Pati. He was the son of Pulastra Rishi. And brother Kubera. But what became? So remember all these things. So if your bhakti, even Ruchi comes, then. So Bharat was in the stage of Ashakti. he left all these things. In his half age,
half age means?
At that time his age was about more than 50,000 years. In Satyayuga. He left his all wealth, reputation, position, wife, children, and then he went to forest. That he will. All this, remember and chant. After that, one day, he was chanting and remembering. Oh, a deer came. And he was grazing there on the bank of a river, a very small river. And at that time, very near a lion was. He saw that old death has come. At once he jumped over the river, but he's pregnant and then he came out and he was drowning in the river. And she crossed the river, but at once she was going to die. She looked very pathetic eyes towards her. Oh, you are doing bhajan, my children is going to die, and you are sitting and chanting. Please be merciful. He raised his eyes and he came and took that boy in his lap. And he became so much attached that he knew all. So much. And gradually he gave up chanting. Always that is coming. Because attachment was there, not to Krishna. He forget. Attachment was, but that association come. And he has so much affection, attraction for this deer. And after some time, when Jade came and he saw that deer chanting, he had joined his family. And then he was crying, oh dear, where you are, glorifying. Oh, very good dear. And thus they can and he became dear. But he had come up to the stage of that is Ashakti. Or beginning for he remembered, oh what mistake, wrong I have done. And very soon he gave up that body and he came in the birth of Bharat Mahārāja, Bharat. Naively, he wanted to be discharged from old world. And he did, and the rest you know. So, you should try to realize this fact if you want to develop in Krishna Bhakti. Even a person who has Ashakti, the stage of Ashakti, and he fell down. But there is some but, that only for 3 verses. Because he had
Ashakti stage.
And he had done no offenses of any Vaishnava or Krishna. That was the reason. So if anyone, even in this stage of Arati, he will criticize any Guru, Vaishnava, doubting Krishna by bad association, then she may fall down. So Bhartacharya like this. So you should all try to realize this. Don't be attached to anybody. Even you have nishtha, even don't. If you are in family life, no. But don't be attached. You can do your responsibility. But not attached to family or try to attach to us Krishna. And then thus it may be that Rati may come. When Rati will come, then what will be? What is Rati? Shuddha Sattva. Vishesh Atman. Prem Sudhyansu. Samyavada. ప్రవచనే కీర్తన ఆశ్రయం క్రియ దశలు కానీ ఫస్ట్ వి షుడ్ నో వాట్ ఈ సాధన్ వాట్ వీ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ మే బి నాట్ సాధన్ ఇట్ మే బి సంబ్లెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధన్ అదర్వైజ్ సో మెనీ గుడ్ రిజల్ట్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ సో యు షుడ్ నో వాట్ ఈ సాధన్ కృతి సాధ్య భవిత్ సాధ్య భావ స్వసాధన నిత్య సిద్ధస్య ప్రాపక్ష వి విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఆల్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ టుమారో కమ్ పాజిటివ్లీ అట్ 5 or before 5 యు షుడ్ బి ప్రెజెంట్ హియర్ ఐ విల్ ట్రై టు కమ్ you are very punctually before 5:30 and fine I wanted to come at 5 but for so many devotees meeting me there so you should be punctual there don't delay 1 minute very precious I come for India oh old age you can no so don't means 1 second. I see that so many are walking there, here, or no horn, or half hour past. But they have nothing to do. For years and years, we are hearing what is new, nothing new. So this is that. Now, there is drama play. They are ready. They are ready? Yeah. Who is conducting? You? Very soon they should come. Begin. Otherwise,
Vansha Pankatamukasya Vipashindhvaddhaivacha Patita nam pāvanebhyo Vaisnabhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరవిశే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తరాలయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తరభక్తాయ తవైవాస్మి నజిమామి తయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞానాధే తం నయ మామ చరణాయ మై విలియం సర్ హంబుల్ లార్డ్ ఎక్సలెన్స్ ఇన్ ది లార్డ్ శ్రీ చట్నాయ పరమారా ప్రథమ ఓం విష్ణు పాసి శివన్ భక్తి ప్రజ్ఞాన్ కి సర్వ స్వామి నారాయణ అండ్ సామ్ ఇన్ ది లిటిల్ సీట్ ఆఫ్ మై శిక్షా గురు ఓం విష్ణు పాసి శివన్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నారాయణ You know that by the order and by the mercy of His Gurudev, the Divine Swami Maharaj came to Western countries, Eastern countries, everywhere in this world and preached the mission of our Guru Parampara in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. In the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Prabhupada, everywhere. In a couple of years, it is very wonderful that how he preached about the whole world. In forests, in midst of oceans, on the top of hills, he everywhere. How it was possible? It was only possible that he wrote so many books translated. Translated Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita as it is. And he ordered his disciples to distribute to all public. Yeah. Even in churches, even in airports, even in supermarkets, here and there. Railway stations, airports, everywhere. And teenage girls like Swarnim, Shyamani and others. Beautiful guns. The peace everywhere. No shame, nothing. Dancing here and there. And they distributed his books. He went everywhere with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. By this Tirtha and by writing books and distributing books. Oh, in a couple of years, whole world knew him. And this mission was everywhere. Krishna, I also want. He is my Shiksha Guru. My Gurudev also taught to translate books, original books. And I am doing, up till now, perhaps more than 50 books have come. I think very soon, the supplementary or complementary, I don't know, the books of Swamiji. Gita as it is, but I have given something, Vishwanath Chakravarti. Also, so many things I am giving. Now I want to give for Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, what he did in very brief. Now I want to give in with the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami Pada. Angel Dean Manu is coming to you. Ajan Rahasya, Brihat Sanghita, Brihat Bhagavatam, or so many books are standing. So many books are standing in row. The first you should me, first you should
me. All stand like.
So, all are helping me in this way. Now there are, Swamiji has given me, sent me, very learned scholars. Even in Sanskrit, they know Bengali and Hindi. And they are helping me. So many experts of computers, so Swamiji has sent to me. Or someone, or businessman he sent to me to help me. So I want also to follow him. And he inspired me that I can do all these things. So for publications and to distribution of the book, very experienced and partner.
Nishchinta Prabhu.
Nishchinta Prabhu. And he has authority to publish the books of Swamiji. Original. Thank you so much. And my most dear beloved son, Radha Khan, he is assisting him. They are helping me. So I want that my book should be distributed. They should not be in home, ice home or what?
Cold
store, I don't know. That they should be only for sure in cold. I want that, in a cyclic order. Thousand such books should come from press and at once they should be distributed. Again they should be pressed. And thus, like Swamiji, there are so many persons out there. And I think that will help us. So what is your plan? How you do? Our Radha Kant gave a proposal. So what will be proposal?
We like to solicit
now tomorrow we finished Ruchi.
That's right.
And we began Ashakti.
Okay.
Ashakti is one of two kinds. Too much Ashakti in bhajan. And Akita in bhajaniya. Bhajan means శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సత్కర్మ
Among them, five are most prominent.
Chadusan, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathura Bhash, Shimutti Sakhaya Shiva. In Satsang, a good association. Sadhu Sangha, first Sadhu Sangha, good association. Favorable and more superior than what you are.
Like-minded.
And then, in association or in the guidance of Guru Kaunanga, Nam Sankirtan, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur established Nagar Sankirtan and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami too. In a batch of 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of everywhere. That is Namahatra, like this. And then Bhagavat Sraman, most important. In the association and from the any Rashi Tattvaka Vaishnava, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books of Goswamis. Not everyone will do. So we should, in their guidance, we should hear all these. And Mathura Bhash mentions Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, all the places, or Jagannath Puri, now Deepta. Brijamandal, Old Mandal, Kshetramandal. And oh, this is one. So we should try to follow this. Among them, three are more prominent. They conclude all. What? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Three. Among three, one is prominent. What is that? Oh, Krishna name. All this. It includes all 64 kinds of bhakti, 9, 5, 3, all it concludes. The names are himself Krishna, or Radha and Krishna conjugal. Very powerful. If you are doing chanting, remembering these names under the guidance of Guru and Gauranga, and they should be qualified. Then very soon, everything, Chetu Darpana Marjanam, and from beginning, and top, Vijayate Param Sankirtan. Even go up to Radha Dasi. So, first invention, and then very quickly, it will get well, transferred. Ashakti in Bhajan and also Bhajaniya. Both. Bhajaniya means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna Kanjuga. In the line of Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari. This is Bhajaniya. And then if it is mature, not doing any offenses, then very soon it will be transferred into Rati. What is Rati? As I told, Bhakti is of three kinds. Pure Bhakti. If we know our goal. What is goal? Annabhilasa. That's the name of this shloka. And then, by senses, if you are following this bhakti, then it will be sadhana bhakti. Otherwise not. To achieve bhava bhakti,
bhakti. Bhava bhakti is transcendental. Anyhow, the seed is in her. It's wants some nourishment, water and waterize them. So here, rati means shuddha sattva, vishesha atma, prema suchantu shamyavad, ruchi chittam matrinna kritasau bhavam ucchati. If your body is to achieve bhava bhakti, and you should know that bhava bhakti can be done by this material body or material senses. One by transcendental body and transcendental mood by siddha swarupa or siddha deva, it can be done. Otherwise, I not this. But even having that goal for nitya siddha bhava, and we are doing some efforts, shravanam kirtanam. Shravanam like this here, this is material. Yes, they cannot touch name and glory of Krishna, lila, pastimes of Krishna. They cannot. But if you are, you have got bhava bhakti and hearing by this, even by this material ears, or eyes, what do you, like Ambarish Maharaj, seeing the deities of transcendental deities, our eyes cannot see, but even you are taking darshan and praying that you should look after me. Give darshan, you pray this. If you will see the details, you will think that, oh, this is made of marble, stone or anything, or gold by other things. You better see. But even praying then that you are transcendental, please be merciful to me, then they will reveal themselves. Like hate. This is material thing. But if you are doing wrong with that, by mind, our mind is also material. But if you are engaging, then they will reveal. Shavan mukho hi jivado. What is love? Krishna madina. Shaman Mukhoni Jivado Swami Eva Spratada. If you have desire to serve, don't take prasad. Never. Yes, serve Mahaprasad. Don't chant name. What? Serve name. Hare Krishna. This is service. Oh, don't hear katha. But serve Hari Katha. You are transcendental himself, Krishna. I cannot hear. Be merciful that you should sprinkle in my heart. Thus, Shaman Mukho or Swain, it reveals. Nam Atma Pravachani Nandha. By learning, by hearing thousand and thousand years, by doing all things. If you are Sharanagar,
surrender soul,
and you want to serve, then they can reveal. He will say, oh, he wants, and so myself should be revealed. So he reveals. So you should know the meaning. Shuddha Sattva. What is Shuddha Sattva? Rati coming from Shuddha Sattva, not from Mishra Sattva. What is Mishra Sattva? What is material sattva? And what is Vishuddha sattva? We'll have to know. And what is that? Oh, how? Oh, you can explain this issue. Very carefully you should write on it. It is rare. This katha in world you cannot have anywhere. Oh, here and not down in your hearts.
Anajivaranghasya Jnananjanasanakaya Chakshurin
expressed so clearly and eloquently by Sri Rupa Goswami. It is very important to understand sadhana bhakti. So unless one has a clear conception of what is bhava bhakti, then he cannot begin sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is the first stage. If he is not beginning the first stage, then he is nowhere. So it's very important to understand what is bhava bhakti. Shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryangsu samyabak ruchi vichitamasya kridaso bhav uchate. Shuddha sattva, these are the first two words of the verse. The word sattva means existence, and that which possesses existence is called sattva. This existence is of various varieties. When the jiva is, his consciousness is immersed in the activities of sattva, raja and tama, the three modes of material in this world, at that time he is called mishra sattva, existing in the plane of mixed existence. Jiva is of Krishna's tatastha shakti, but sattva, raja and tama have entered into his sattva and he's experiencing the material plane. That level of existence is called mishra sattva. If you will rise up gradually, the modes of, by hearing Harikata and serving pure devotees, Tadara Dastamo Bhavas Kamaloba Deste Cheta Eta Anavidham Stitam Sattvai Prasiddhati. If you will rise up gradually, the modes of passion and ignorance will go away by the association of Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas. You will come to the level of pure goodness, mature goodness, when it is never completely pure. It will always have a touch of passional ignorance there. So you have to go higher. Above the mature goodness, ordinary mature goodness, which always has some tinge, is the plane of Shuddha Sattva, pure existence. The jiva originally is of this existence, Shuddha Sattva, pure. But in this state, there is no perception of his pure identity and the variety, spiritual varieties. You have to come to the plane of Vishuddha Sattva. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, Vishuddha Sattva means when pure existence is possessed of the individuality of a shape, a form, and a location, then it's called Vishuddha Sattva. So Vishuddha Sattva is the plane in which Krishna and all of his paraphernalia exist. Sattvatlambi parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindam Adipurajam Tamaham Bhajami Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. This plane, Vasudeva plane, is the plane of Vishuddha Sattva, wherein Krishna and his transcendental paraphernalia exists. So what is Bhav Bhakti? Bhav, which is our goal, is not some speculation. It is not imagination. It is not a material emotion. It is not anything which is available in this material world. What is it? Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. Vishesh indicates that this Shuddha Sattva is Vishuddha Sattva. It is of that plane. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. It is Vishesh, a special combination of two vrittis, two energies, two functions of the Swarup Shakti. That is, it is a special combination of the function of Samvit Shakti, that is Krishna's knowledge potency, which gives one knowledge, what kind of knowledge? Of one's relationship. That is called Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of relation with Krishna. This knowledge of relation is the foundation of all kinds of transcendental mellows. And being a combination of Samvit Shakti and also Hladini Shakti. Hladini Shakti means Ananda, the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. So, Shuddha Sattva, that manifestation which is of
the supremely pure goodness, which is a special combination of Samvit and Nadini. Vishesh Atma, here Atma means, it comes from, Krishna's Atma, that is Radhika. Radhika is the ultimate, supreme abode and origin of all Samvit and Nadini Shakti, wherein the combination of these two Shaktis, which is known as Bhakti Shakti, is intensified to its highest level, that is called Madanakya Mahabhava. This Madanakya Mahabhava is the sun which illuminates everything about Krishna, which no one can know except for, even Krishna cannot know. Only Radhika, by the illumination of the sun of her prema, can understand all of Krishna's beauty. E prema dvari nitya Radhika ekale amara madhurya amrita ashodaya sakale. But from the spiritual world, from Radhika and her expansions, this flame shines down, not the complete sun, no, only one small ray. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Surya Angsu. Angsu means a ray. One tiny ray of the sun of transcendental prema. When this is reflected into the heart of the jiva, then what happens? Ruchi bi chitamasrinya pidaso bhava uchite. By the descent of that transcendental bhava, it will not come directly. It will not fall from the spiritual sky and land on you. How will it come? It comes into this world in the vehicle of the pure devotee, who is in the state of prema or bhava. And when we associate with them, when we surrender ourselves unconditionally at their lotus feet, and when we serve and please them, then their heart melts. And this Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma Prema Surya Angsu, a ray of this transcendental emotion, is reflected from their heart into our heart, causing the heart to melt. Now the heart has some hardness, like water when it is frozen becomes hard. But if water is put in a warm place, then it will begin to melt. So similarly, when the conditioned soul serves and surrenders with Sadhguru and Shuddha Vaishnavas, then his heart starts to melt. What is that melting condition? Ruchi di chitamashanya. It is manifest in the form of ruchi, some taste. This taste and the taste that we discussed yesterday are not the same.
What is ruchi?
This ruchi.
What is the meaning of ruchi? Chittam masrinya.
Here, chittam. The heart is masrinya. Begins to melt by ruchi. They have been divided into three types, as explained by Śrīla Vishnu-Chakri Thakur. This melting of the heart is characterized by Bhagavad Prapt Abhilas, a very intense hankering to meet with Krishna. But this is not enough. The next ruchi is called Anukul Abhilas. If you will meet with someone, but you will not be satisfied unless you have the chance to do anukul seva, to render some seva which is particularly favorable, very, very pleasing to one's ishtadev. That is called anukul abhilas. But it still may not be enough. You may have a chance to do service, but where is the intimacy? The closeness of hearts, that is called surid bhav, the oneness of hearts with your ishtadev, intimacy. So when you have a desire for surid bhav, intimacy, that is called, it is not so hard to remember, that is called sohad abhilas. Not so hard to remember, you can remember. So the melting of the heart by three tastes, or those three tastes are Bhagavad Prata Abhilas, the desire to attain the association of Ishtadev. Anukul Abhilas, upon associating with one's Ishtadev, to render a very favorable service which is very pleasing. And Sohad Abhilas, the desire for Surit Bhav, or such friendship and intimacy with one's Ishtadev. So when, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika and the Nitya Parikaras of Radha and Krishna, the ray of the sun of prema descends to this world through Guru Parampara, through Sadhu Sangha, and that ray touches our heart and it begins to melt, characterized by the three very intense hankerings to meet with, to serve favorably, and to have intimate love for one's Ishtadev, then sa bhava uchi.